WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives, and our guest this week is the York College Director of Campus Recreation, Rachel Finley. Rachel, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you being here.
Sure thing. It's great to be here.
All right. Let's talk about, you have a lofty title, Director of Campus Recreation. Does that mean that you get to play a lot?
I get to help people play a lot.
Okay.
I should be playing a lot more, actually.
So explain to me what your duties are here at the college.
Sure. So I primarily oversee all the recreational programming on campus. So what falls under me is the fitness center, and we really don't have any programming in there but creating that space.
Right.
Group fitness, our group exercise classes, intramural sports, which is a big part of what we do. Club sports, which is our opportunities for students to compete against other schools.
Not NCAA,
correct. Right. They are self-led student organization teams. And then our rock wall. Those are primarily the things that I oversee, and I work with some part-time staff under me to create those opportunities.
All right, let's talk about a lot of people don't think of college as a place that you need to have recreation. And I know it's become a big thing. You look at some, just our school. I mean, we've got that the fitness center in there is a big fitness center. It looks like a professional gym or a gym that you would see maybe in an athletic facility. And I know the athletes use it too, but all the students have access to. What's the importance of recreation in the college environment?
Sure. You know, a lot of people, the first thing they think of is stress relief. Oh, students need to relieve stress, and we actually do a whole lot more than that, and it's pretty exciting, and that's why I'm so passionate about what we do. It is a learning opportunity every time we interact with students. So from a fitness center perspective, yes, we can help them with their physical wellness, but we also try to help them learn to be more inclusive. So we require t-shirts that have sleeves, so we don't have this sort of intimidating gym feel. It's a place for everybody.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, that's part of it. We ask students to re-rack their stuff. We try to, every time they come back, it looks the same as it did when it opened. So that's a small thing that we do, but even when students enter, they always have to have their ID. So we're trying to teach them responsibility. As far as our sport programs go, our club sports are student-led. Presidents, vice presidents, the e-board, they do it all themselves. A lot of them run their own practices and create their own lineups. So they're gaining a lot of leadership skills just by having that opportunity. Our intramural sports, we train our officials to officiate every sport. They have to deal with a lot of conflict, a whole lot of conflict, managing their time and dealing with different people and being in pressure situations. So everything that we do is preparing them for life after YCP, which is really exciting. Whether it's our employees that work for us in the Grumbacher and work on the programming side, or whether it is the participants that we try to help them develop as they move through college, it's a really exciting opportunity to touch all YCP students.
All right, now what brings Rachel Finley to York? What got you here?
Oh, what got me here?
Other than the fact that it's a job.
Yeah, sure. Well, I actually had never heard of York College of Pennsylvania until about 8 years ago. I was at a conference in November in Lowell, Massachusetts, and at one of the socials, I happened to meet a number of people that were from York College. Kirsten Brown, who's still here, Libby Glock, Matt Day, and then and Jess Smith, and our former director of facility operations, Kim, all of them were there. And we got to talking, and I was like, where's York College, And they were like, oh, in York, Pennsylvania. From there, I moved around, I stayed in touch, and actually moved up to York for love, and then was commuting down to Baltimore at Loyola University. I was an assistant director down there, and couldn't stay in the commute, wasn't loving what I was doing, and a part-time position opened up at York College. And from living here, I learned a lot more about this small liberal arts school and sort of fell in love with what was going on. I got this part-time opportunity. I was running athletic events and just kind of trying to make ends meet. And while living here and being ground here. And then another, they shifted my responsibilities to campus recreation, which is where all my previous experience and passion lies. And then this spring and summer, there was some opportunity to reorganize our department and finally get someone full time to serve all, you know, 4,000 of our students that we've never had that opportunity before. So here I am full time as the director of campus recreation, and I really couldn't be more thrilled.
Have you always been an athletic? I mean, I would assume that I'm making the assumption that you've always been athletic, but have you been?
Sure. Yeah, I've been athletic since I was about 2 years old, and someone strapped a pair of roller skates on my feet. I could roller skate better than I could walk, and was a really competitive roller skater for 12 years at a national level. And then just, I had two older brothers that would just, you know, drag me out onto the flag football, well, we wouldn't have flags, tackle football field, playing roller hockey, all baseball, all different kinds of sports. And then as soon as I was able to, I played organized sports in middle school, high school, and such.
And you went to study it as well?
Yeah, my undergraduate degree is in Recreation, Parks, and Leisure Services, which was not what I went to school for. I was going to be an athletic trainer. I was going to be a teacher. I wanted to coach, all these other things. And then I found recreation and fell in love with it. I was actually a club sport athlete and eventually a president. And I was like, there's this opportunity for non-NCAA athletes. How amazing. And then learned about the recreational opportunities on campus. So I studied recreation. I got really involved with my campus rec program. And then I went to graduate school and got a degree in a campus recreation leadership program at James Madison. It was the first program like it in the country. And I was the first person enrolled in it. And so, which is really exciting, and loved everything about it. We didn't focus on necessarily programming and how to roll out a basketball. We focused, how do you impact lives through the medium of recreation? How do you develop students, college students, into making them better for humanity through this medium? And I loved everything about it. So here I am pursuing it.
And we have students like that on our campus. We have a recreation major. And I'm assuming that that's patterned after that?
To some degree. We have a community recreation program, a therapeutic recreation academic program, and we have sport management, and we do have some of those students who work for us, but not all. You know, they may have different directions that they want to take it. So we have opportunities like that for students if they want to, you know, pursue this type of career.
Sounds like you're busy, but I know that you did something pretty special this past summer. Why don't you explain, because it probably is going to sound a lot better from you than if it will be from me.
All right. Well, in some...
You're tired of telling this story?
Maybe? I am not. I can never get tired of it. It's just hard to sum up in a small bit.
We have plenty of tape.
All right. Great. Well, I guess I'll just say it started when I was about 9 years old and I saw this movie about a man with one leg who rode his bike across the country. And I remember sitting in front of my TV on my living room floor like, I could do that. If he can do that, I can do that. And then the thought kind of trickled out of my mind for about 15 years until I met my really good friend, who we call Hoog. And she lives in Oregon. She's about 25 years older than me. And we met over volleyball and got to talking. And she's like, you know, I have this crazy idea that one day I want to ride my bike across the country. And I was like, me too. So we said, we got to make this happen. This someday thought has to become reality. And so we spent a few years planning and figured and just said that summer of 2016, we're going to make it happen. So on June 21st, we started with our rear wheel in the Atlantic Ocean. And we pedaled for 51 days, and we finished with our front tire in the Pacific in San Francisco.
Okay, so what route did you go?
We took what's known as the Transamerica route, and that actually goes from Yorktown, Virginia to Oregon. But due to time, we cut off about a week and a half and went from Yorktown to Pueblo, Colorado, and the Transamerica route goes north from there, but we continued west and took what's called the Western Express, and that ends in San Francisco. So it was about 700 miles less, and it saved us about a week and a half of time.
What was the hardest part of it?
That's a very popular question, and that's really difficult to answer. There were four main things that made it hard: the heat, the climbs, the dogs, and the traffic. And if any one of those were compounded, it made it really hard. And I'll say that Eastern Kentucky had all four of those. We had dogs chasing us from people's yards. We had heavy traffic, big semis, no shoulders, really steep climbs, and it was hot and humid. And that's what made it difficult. There were other sections that had maybe two of those or three of those, but Eastern Kentucky had every one, and it was exhausting.
Now that you've done that, obviously it's an incredible accomplishment. That's how many miles?
Thank you. It was 3,811.
Okay, so a lot.
Yeah.
You're still stiff at times?
No, I'm not riding my bike.
Okay, do you not want to look at your bike?
Oh, no. I flew in and I actually checked my bike as a bag on my plane. I got in at 9 o'clock at night on a Thursday. I put my bike back together, and Friday morning I rode my bike into work.
Okay.
I missed it a lot. I still do.
What do you take away from that experience and using your current job experience?
One of the biggest thing is perspective. We had this interesting experience. We were hunkered down in some random person's house in Kansas because there's huge storm blew in with 60-mile-an-hour winds. And we got to talking, and she said, oh, yeah, down at the bottom of the hill lives so-and-so. And when we left, we pulled back out to the street, and we looked left, and we looked right. And we're like, where's the hill she's talking about? It was like a gentle grade that maybe would have water run down it. And we had this whole conversation around perspective. You know, to people in Kansas, that was a hill. To us, that was nothing. And so what I take away from that is, based on people's experiences, their past, what's in front of them, where they've been, everybody has different perspective. And so when I think about that, and I work with college students and even different administrators or professionals, we all have different experiences, we all have different backgrounds, and it provides us with a really different perspective from each other. So as I coach students and try to help them get from point A to point B in their development, I have to realize not everybody has the same starting point, and they may not all have the same ending point, and it really gives me a fresh perspective.
Rachel Finley, the York College Director of Campus Recreation, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.